see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I'm the host of this show, brought to you by the Watchman for Jesus Network. And you're welcome. Thank you all for dropping by. Family, today I'm going to talk about a whole lot of issues, all connected, but all seemingly not connected. But they are all connected. End of the week. A summation of the past week. But I'm going to give you some things today you might not have heard before, and some of them to reaffirm. And I'm not the sole authority. I'm like everybody else out there. I just happen to be behind this microphone and a network, and I just happen to be talking. Any one of you all out there could do the same thing. I'm not special at all. But I have been doing, over the past 6 or 7 years, extensive, focused, dedicated research on, based also on personal experience with this New World Order. And all I'm doing is sharing it, like anybody else could do if they take a mind to. One thing about it, though, I make sure I don't sign any petitions. I don't sign, get on any movement, no roster, no register. I don't stand in line for Oathkeeper or patriotic groups or whatever. I don't stand in line, carry signs. I stay away from every single bit of it. I don't put my name on any movement, any program, anything. I follow and keep my eyes focused, whether anybody likes it or not. I'm not concerned about it. But what I do is keep my eyes focused on Jesus Christ. And His only true word is the King James Bible. And I've said many times, I stand by it. In fact, it's very true. that there's not one theologian on the face of this planet that can discredit the King James Bible. They can copy-paste as many of the 101 contradictions put out by the Calvinists or the Jesuits as they want to, but for every one they put out, on the other side is a response that can be destroyed, each and every one. 1,001 contradictions can be destroyed with 1,001 truths about the Bible that untwist the pretzel that they come up with, the twisting of the scripture, can always be untwisted every single time because they belong to a movement. They belong to a religion or some banner or some theology, that's awkward, a theology of some sort. They belong to a gang. So that means they got to put themselves away. I believe in freedom. Really, you belong to one of the movements? You're not into freedom then. You have to do what they tell you to do, whether your spirit is convicted of it or not. You got to do what they tell you to do in their bylaws. What the majority tells you to do in your meetings at Christian Identity or Calvinist group, because that's what you are as a Calvinist, except you have the choice of whether you're at 1 point or 5 point. You all sit on different parts of the room when you meet. All the 1 point Calvinists over here, okay, get over there. And all the 2 point Calvinists over here, you 5 point, you'll be in the front because you're the most points. Is that how you do it? How do you do that? Who referees a 2 point Calvinist versus a 5 point Calvinist? Do y'all divide yourself up in pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib too, or y'all believe the same thing? That's really interesting how they do that. Y'all have cut and paste 1,001 contradictions. You copy paste it to Facebook postings and YouTube. Sometimes I've seen the same, so, you know, they're coming back at you. I've seen the same copy paste, type of 101 contradictions, just copy-paste what they're taught. It's almost silly. That's how it works. That's how Satan works. He divides us all. I'm going to talk about that today. And we'll speak a little bit about Ebola. And not a whole lot, because it's going to come and go, whether it kills people or not. It's all generated by the Illuminati. Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Club of Rome. It just goes on and on. But they lose no matter what they do. They lose this battle. But they're going to cause a lot of death in between. Your win is when you take Jesus as your Savior. That's it. It's not who has the most colloidal silver in your basket or in your most food stored up in your basement, because you're going to run out. It's not who has an arsenal of weapons and some room somewhere with ammunition everywhere that you're going to run out. Whether you got a whole cabinet storeroom full of colloidal silver, you're going to run out if it works at all, because they already know that. They can design the disease or bypass all of it. It's all false security. Bottom line is, where's your soul going to go? Because that's what it's all about in the first place. But the bottom line is for them to cause you fear. In contrast, the more fear, the less faith. It's a formula. It's a principle. The more fear I can cause you, the more fear you seek, the more faith you lose. The more faith you lose, the further away you get from salvation or from the Savior. And that's what they want. Let's dedicate the broadcast, and I want to bring in some articles today. I'm going to hit the whole map today as much as possible, but show it how it all fits together. And this is not America only. This is every United Kingdom, Ireland, Scotland, France, Spain, Timbuktu, Kalamazoo, anywhere, North Africa, South Africa, Europe, China, you name it. It's all in the same. Same agenda. A new world order. A crisis is coming. They have to have one. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We dedicate this broadcast, Lord, to your service, Lord. We bring it up to you, Lord, our prayers, our requests. And Father, we count upon your promises. But Father, forgive us of our sins. We lay them before you. That Father, you'll hear our prayers. Father, to convict us when we fall away, when we go different directions, away from your love, away from your truth. That Father, you'll guide us back through conviction, infirmities, or guide us by love. Father, whatever, you know the heart. Whatever it takes. Lord, we pray for our brethren today. We pray for those for healing we've prayed for in the past. We pray for families to come together. We pray for children to be protected, to take them away from these drugs. Lord, to hear the prayers of the parents. Hear the parent, the prayers that Father's going to protect their children. When they get lost, Father, sometimes they don't know. The drugs takes them away, closes them down. But Father, to open up their eyes, accept divine appointments, situations or conditions that's going to drive them back to home. Father, by divine appointments. We pray, Father, to take away the spirit of suicide that's coming into this land amongst the military and the citizens of this country, that, Father, being targeted by technology, medication, mass medication, different chemicals they don't even know about. The technology is causing the depression, Lord, to take it away, to control, to get rid of it, Lord. Only by supernatural power can some of this be accomplished. Father, to prick the hearts of those causing all this. Father, there'll be whistleblowers out of those to destroy the technology, to reveal the truth. Father, we need that rise of watchmen to come out. For those that's in the pulpit, in the churches, the synagogues, and the cathedrals, Lord, to find those with courage, they'll step away from these councils and committees and controlled by governments and council of churches, that, Lord, they'll step away and pioneer a way for truth. We pray for protection of these children, that, Father, that in the tens of thousands, they're being abducted for these sacrifices by the Wicca and the Satanists at the highest level of governments and military. That, Lord, to expose these Luciferians, expose these Satanists that work in the military, that work in the governments, that work in the business administrations, to expose the evil for what they are, and in the royalties of this world, that, Lord, you'll expose them for their blue bloodline, treachery, and conditions of Satan. And, Father, we need that protection from those angels. We need that protection of the Word, that, Lord, we can learn about the spiritual warfare to lead us to fight these demonic entities. And Father, we call upon you to lead us in prayer. Remind us of what we need to pray for. Remind us of the sins that's uncommitted, that, Lord, we need to commit them to you, that, Lord, we lay them before you. That, Father, we know that day is coming. The day of the Lord is on the way. We see the signs of the time. And give us that wisdom discernment to cut through the deception that's going on today. In all these things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. There's one conspiracy, it's a conspiracy of Satan, that literally is controlling every single event today, bar none. And that can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Not wanting to learn about it, not wanting to study it, not wanting to see it, doesn't change the facts. So many people looking for ways out. Moving to an island somewhere. Renouncing American citizenship. Loading down on collateral silver. Oh, I believe in protection. I believe in taking steps and all this. But whatever it is you've got, it don't matter. As I said a little while ago, you're going to run out of it. You don't have an endless supply of whatever it is, if it works at all. But you see, with Jesus, true faith, it's tested, is where we are, of which direction you're going to go. That's the bottom line. There's no way around it. Fear does not equal faith. Faith and fear are contrary words to each other. They're adversaries. The more fear you have, the less faith you're going to have. If you're afraid to die, if you're afraid of death, then how is it you're afraid to live? You're going to be afraid to live. How do you have a life that's not fearful if you're afraid of death? I don't mean walk down the middle of a road and say, I'm not afraid to die. That's not what I'm talking about. People are attracted to that fear. The Illuminati take their little pagan children at an early age and put them through all kinds of mind control and all kinds of death-defying events to take away their fear. For the other children, in the tens of billions, whatever, in the billions, tens of millions, we'll say, you have what's called death education. It's always been in America since the day our education was created. It's to have fear of death. But for their pagan children that go to the colleges, get degrees of high level and put in major positions that will carry on the tradition of the Illuminati, they just carry the checklist on, each generation leading to the next. Well, for example, chapter 15 of their protocols, I mean, they got it written out. It's right there before you, like a silver platter, you know, in chapter 15, X-ray Victor. Chapter 15 of the protocols of learned elders of Zion. And it is true. It matches, you know, the commandments, that the new commandments they've got, and the Rosicrucian issues and all that. They tell you. In a lecture between 1873. Now, 1873 was when Albert Pike, Freemason, Luciferian, statue of a Confederate general that nobody's talking about in Arkansas. How come people aren't saying, you need to take down that statue of Albert Pike who's a Confederate general? Why don't they do that? Why is it everywhere else? I don't really care. Either personally, I don't give a hoot. But they bring out the Confederate flag, and they bring out and statues, and take down the Ten Commandments. NAACP does this and does that, you know, and so forth and so on. But they won't touch Arkansas. They may have some riots there or something, whatever. That's just to stir things up. But that statue stays there because the Masons control America for now. They won't after this control. They don't realize they are going to be executed. That's a promise and a fact. It's documented. And it also fits all the logic, too. They better recognize this. Because the Illuminati, even as far back as 1780s, infiltrated into Freemasonry and married it at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad. And has been with it ever since. Husband and wife. And the wife became child to the Illuminati. Well, in chapter 15 of the protocols developed by M. Weishaupt, May the 1st, 1776, Albert Pike finished the plans for World War I, World War II, and World War III. He finished the plans, in conceptual term, by 1873, as per a letter to Manzini that was at one time held in the London Museum, which was later purchased by the Rothschilds, and got rid of that letter. The letter still made its way around, and now it's kind of fluffed off as a hoax and all that. It's like the Iron Mountain Report, and everything that we come up with, that's truth, they say, is a hoax. Blah, blah, you know the story. Well, okay, 1873, is the key to it. Now, 10 years later, after 1873, they begin controlling the churches. Have we talked about that? After 1901, the Rockefellers funded for control of education. Totally. Every American public school. In fact, since 1908, is a school of humanism and socialism. Till today, right now, since 1900s. That's a fact. Documented. They started controlling the government back in 1776. All this is in control. Now, here's the deal. So the lectures were being given to Freemasons and Illuminati between 1873 and 1901. So McKinley knew about the control of the finance. He went against it in about 1901. You saw what happened to him. Same thing with Lincoln before him. Same thing with JFK after. Garfield don't count. He's just a bad actor. He had a loud mouth. He was uncontrollable. And they just said, he just killed the guy. Long story short. He was a bad character. He wasn't good like the rest of them. Long story short. But they're all cousins. All of our presidents are cousins. But in any case, when Albert Pike finished that plan, he planned from 1850 to 1873, he formulated three world wars to bring on the New World Order, finished after 1873. Here's the point. So after 1873 began the lectures to Illuminati up till 1901. And so now here's what happened. The lecturer, Illuminati, told his listeners that it might take a century to place those who directed the conspiracy, quote, according to William G. Carr, where no power or cunning can prevent us usurping undisputed world domination. He tells his audience that once in power, they shall take the following steps to make certain they remain in power. And of those steps, there's like four of them. So the bottom line is, on these four steps that they're going to take, is to kill, pretty much, all those who belong to secret societies. To eliminate all secret societies for the synagogue of Satan, that serve the synagogue of Satan. They will die. And it says specifically, I quote, in this way, we will proceed with Masons who know too much, unquote. And then it says, death will be the penalty of all who hinder our affairs. Quote, we execute Masons in such wise that none save the Brotherhood can ever have suspicion of it. Not even the victims themselves of our death sentence. They will all die when required as if from a normal kind of illness, unquote. Now, does disease come to your mind? Because that's what's been developing all along. This is in Europe, in America, especially America. They're going to take you out. When they've used you up, they're going to spit you out. They peeled you off the onion, they're going to throw the layer away. Now, those of you that's not taken the blood oath, those that's taken the blood oath, you got two steps to do before you ever become born again. It's renounce the blood oath you've taken. Get rid of all that garbage and nonsense with the Masons, rings and knickknacks and paddywhacks and whatever else, certificates, and just get rid of that junk. Because it's possessed, it is demonic, is connected to the Luciferian agenda within the Masons. And it goes back four generations. So just because in this generation your family is not participating. Oh yeah, my grandfather was a Mason. But we haven't gotten into that. It doesn't matter. That curse is still upon you. It will remain there until you learn about generational curses to get out of it. Cut it out. Renounce it. It's the same thing, exactly the same thing, if you found out your great-great-great-grandmother, whatever, was a witch or into witchcraft or tarot cards or crystal ball reading or whatever. That's all it takes right there. That's it. If you've used a Ouija board. Family, this is real stuff. This is real. It's not something to play with. It'll kill you and your children. Just because they make it a pink Ouija board doesn't change the power of its supernatural connection. That's why they paint it pink. You'll have a lot of them from Toys R Us will be distributed during Christmas. An occult holiday anyway. Oh my goodness, if people only knew. That's where a lot of their troubles are coming from. In the newspaper in Winston-Salem Journal today, good old Bible Belt, North Carolina, y'all. Front page of the Winston-Salem Journal is right before your face. I don't have many Christians or otherwise non-Christians will ever really recognize this, but it says front page at the very top of the page in black letters that are like, about a half inch tall. Big ones, all right? Al Garrod, who changed his name, they found, I reported this a couple days ago, they found 2-3 skeletons in his backyard. He's got his face all painted, his eyes all blacked out, a beard of some kind. He changed his name to Bazuzu Al-Garrod. So now, everybody's going to read this, or read the article, like I just did, forgive me, Lord. I'm going to be saying the name of that demon. Number two, this name of the demon, Al-Garrod, quote, told psychiatrists in 2010, he practiced a Sumerian religion that involved the monthly ritual sacrifice of a small animal. Although Forsyth County, William Schwartzman could not confirm media reports that animal bones had been found in the same backyard, where two human skeleton remains were uncovered Sunday. This past week, Al-Garrod was kept in isolation in the Forest County Jail, my Forsyth County Jail, while investigators worked to discover the identities of the people, at least one man, whom Al-Garrod and Amber Nicole Baruch, whatever, are accused of killing. They condemned the house. She just helped bury the body after the sacrifice was made. That's the very beginning of the article. The title of the article is Al-Garrod Sacrificed Animals as Part of Religion. Oh, that can't be good. How do you think these born-again or these Christians out here at First Baptist Church, wherever it is going to think about this? Do they realize and say, oh, he's this crazy guy? They don't realize the demonic realm is real. And this is letting you know that veil is getting thin. What veil am I talking about? There's a thin veil between the first and second heaven. The supernatural, the fallen angels, and demonic realm of the second heaven are separated, divided from the physical realm, earth, by a veil that God's placed there called protective hedge. Once the sacrifice, ritual, name calling, all kinds of things, is performed at a certain time of day or night, has to be a certain time of day or night, that disturbs the energy radiation level in that area. Because it's done in that direction, it thins the veil. Like, say, for example, a dam of water has a crack in it. The water is going to be held back, the force energy, will be held back until there's a crack formed in the dam, and all the water will say, oh, look at here, water molecules talking. We have an opening. Let's go find it. So it, and the crack gets bigger, and the water found a way through. Now, take that energy we call water, put it to physical energy. So when they're conducting that ritual, It thins the veil in that space, that area, to where the energy of that animal, the energy of that human, finds a thin opening and rushes through where the supernatural realm accepts it for power. Energy, like recharging a battery. It's physics. That's how it works. So when they produce a typhoon, a hurricane, tornado, any kind of disaster, evil, it thins that veil because it's done with ritual. It's done with ritual. That's the difference. It thins the veil, allows a passage of the supernatural being to accept that spirit for its energy, for its worship. That's how that works. When the Twin Towers went down, that was the purpose of it. A druid sacrifice. Freemasons dedicated the World Trade Center on November the 11th. I'm sorry, September the 11th, 1966. It was dedicated to come down with human sacrifice. You want to blame somebody? You blame the secret societies for their human sacrifice at the World Trade Center. That's what it was for. Planned in 1966, September 11th. And the World Trade and the Pentagon, exactly the same thing. Masonic dedication of the Pentagon was September 11th, 1941. This is all about thinning that veil, allowing the demonic realm to receive that energy to manifest themselves. That's what's really going on. That's where the sacrifice of animals, sacrifice of babies, abortion. That's what abortion is all about. That's the only purpose for abortions. It's masked with other discussions and moral reasons and medical reasons. And they come up with all kinds of excuses for abortion. That's to hide the true purpose of abortion. If a witch can kill enough humans, she reaches the level of goddess. And what does that mean? That means if she has a baby, an infant, and sacrifices that infant, each number of ones she sacrifices, she gets closer to being a goddess. Hence, women that have abortions, some of the, it depends who they're, like the, recently they had one with 7 babies in the carport. They found the skeleton remains. That's about witchcraft. And if they conduct abortion and has no idea about this, it still counts toward that human sacrifice. They don't know it. They think, well, I was raped and I want to get rid of it. That's my only option. I just can't deal with it. It doesn't matter. For the woman, that's what she thinks she's doing. But the doctors, nurses, you'll find them to be Freemasonry and or Wicca. They know exactly what's going on. These superstars, singers, dancers, songwriters, sports stars that have dedicated their life to Lucifer. Now you know why that someone in their family dies. That's the next level. Someone in their family has to die. They get a boost. Oh, yeah. Around the 27-year-old time mark, if they've been into it for a while, around 27 years old, they go into a reestablishment phase of some sort. They start losing that control. So they must either go the next level. Someone has to die in their family. Or they have to be reborn of some kind. Because the Spirit of God starts pinging on them for them to pull away. You see, that's what they got put up with, the Illuminati. That's why stars freak out at the year 27 years old, or 28, 29. Either they have a major change to rebel, or they commit suicide. Look it up, 27 Club. That's why they disappear for a period of time, for the mind control to be reestablished. This is what's really going on in the background. This is what it's all about. Satan's in the middle of it. Cause it to happen. If that sounds scary and crazy, well, it may be. But that's the reality. Suicide is going to increase. The drugs, ADHD drugs, the veterans that take these pills, I've already proven that in the past couple of days, enhances that suicidal tendency. By technology, allowing supernatural entities to cause that suicide to happen because of depression. Recently, there's a report up in Pennsylvania about a certain school area where the students were extremely depressed in that area. Well, they come up with all kinds of reasons. Why just in that area? In Lancaster School District, survey results show high percentage of depression in Lancaster School District. What's that all about? You'll notice also that these towers that they've already said are mysterious towers, they're letting you know about them. The Earth resonance is 7.82 hertz, 7.8, give or take, of vibration that we all bathe in every day. A vibration, frequency vibration, electromagnetic energy. About 7.82 hertz, give or take. They've been able to manipulate that and actually to control it. It's called the Earth resonant frequency, 7.8 hertz. It's called the Schumann resonance. Natural waves are created when result with electrical activity in the atmosphere. And they're thought to be multiplied by lightning storms and so forth, but they can use ELF transmission in towers that you see every day. Covers the entire United States. It overlaps every 300 miles. They have control of that. These are quasi-standing scalar type low-frequency waves that exist naturally in the Earth's electromagnetic cavity that God placed there. It's a principle to keep the frequencies working, to keep you alive. And it's the space between ground and the ionosphere. So these Earth brain waves are identical to the frequency spectrum of our human brain waves. Now, they've got this thing identified because one Hertz wave is a wavelength of 186,000 miles per second. It's 186,000 miles long. They can tap into that. They can manipulate it. They can control the weather with wind transmitters and coils, mind control, behavior, mood control. They can have synthetic telepathy as infrasound to victims that's under government and mind control implants. I've proven this over and over. Anthony Sutton talks about it. It goes all the way back to the 1960s. I can't go into detail right now. It's going to take a lot of time. So what they do is they target a certain area because they want to know how it's going to work. Dr. Andrea Putarich in 1950s and 1960s. He found that a clairvoyant's brainwaves became 8 hertz. That's a little bit above. When their psychic powers were operative. That means when they're possessed, their brain waves increase in intensity. That's how that works. That's where they get their power. So he saw that in the Indian yoga in 1956, controlling his brain waves, but this is him talking to that demon inside. They could deliberately shift their consciousness from one level to another. That's where biofeedback comes in. A healer makes about 8 hertz waves passing to a patient, healing their heart trouble. What it does is just, it's kind of like taking a pain pill. That's all it is. It's temporary. You get the idea? That's how we operate. Well, here's the catch. Putarich experimented discovering that 7.83 hertz makes a person feel good, producing an altered state of consciousness. 10.8 or 11 hertz causes the individual the town, the targeted school, the mall, the riot, the march, whatever location where there's people or animals, causes riotous behavior, angry, hate, to kill. 11 to 12 hertz, man, they're out of control. Want to put it back in control? He found to drop it down to 6.6 hertz causes depression. Lancaster, you're being targeted for test. Yeah, militia, you want to take something down? Take down those towers. But that'll only justify martial law. You see, also, it goes further than that. Oh, that's nothing. What I've told you is nothing. Puharich, P-U-H-A-R-I-C-H, he made ELF waves change. Listen to me. He made these waves change RNA and DNA. You understand this? It breaks down the hydrogen bonds to make a person have a higher vibratory level. So you New Agers out there that think you're going to ascend, and you Freemasons that think you're going to ascend to the next level of consciousness, you're being lied to, man. It's going to be by technology. And by doing all this, it causes you to be possessed. So the powers you have is not you at all. It's a demonic entity that found a way inside your body. Talking about a parasite? A parasite on steroids. Because you allow it. Holy Spirit's not going to help you. And good deeds won't do a thing for you. He wanted to go beyond the psychic 8 hertz. And attract PSI phenomena. James Hertok. He once worked for Petarch, by the way. And he wrote in the book, The Keys of Enoch, that ultraviolet caused hydrogen bombs to break and thus raise the vibratory rate. Did you know the stained glass windows with different colors and the radiation of the sun going through also changes vibratory levels? Now you know about stained glass windows in churches, why they're high up there like that. You know that also Petarich presented the mental effects of ELF waves to military leaders? But they didn't believe him then. And he gave the information to certain dignitaries in other Western nations. However, his home was burned down in New York to shut him up. He went to Mexico. The Russians discovered which ELF frequencies did what it did to his brain and began zapping the U.S. Embassy in Moscow on 4 July 1976. They started using it, using the 10 hertz. And what that does at 10 hertz, it puts people in a hypnotic state. Mass medication with fluorine, you can medicate them with 10 hertz of ELF transmission. So they, North Koreans and Russians, put this portable mind control machines to extract confessions. And a machine was even found in an American church to help the congregation believe. And I've played research before on this broadcast about the woodpecker signal, woodpecker, the beat, traveling across the world from a transmitter near Kiev. The Air Force identified 5 different frequencies in the compound, harmonic woodpecker signal that was sending signals through the earth and atmosphere. Nikola Tesla, he was a channeler. But he was a man they didn't control. That's why they had to kill him, J.P. Morgan. And then they had a scoundrel named Edison. Another scoundrel, Ford. You heard me exactly right. The Russians retrieved Tesla's papers when they were finally returned to Yugoslavia after his death. But nothing stops or weakens these signals. So you can take your tinfoil hat off. It won't work anyway. You know that Petarich continued his work to monitor Russian ELF waves while in Mexico. to the higher harmonics produced in 5.340 megahertz. He later started working with the CIA. Then in comes Robert Beck. Designed equipment. Now I'm going to trail off from here because I can go on with this. But I will tell you that they deliberately, when they graduated to monkeys in 1948-49, they could deliberately destroy eardrums to enable them to pick up sounds without the eardrum being intact. You understand this? They destroyed their eardrums. So there'd be no chance that the monkeys could hear anything, so they could use them as guinea pigs, guinea monkeys, for transmission of orders, signals to the brain. That's where suicides are coming from. They can bypass the eardrum, go directly to the brain center. And they discovered a nerve in the tongue that could be used to facilitate hearing. They created the dental tooth implant, which mind control victims are now claiming was surreptitiously placed in their mouth by controlling dentists. And that would be Freemasons who took a blood oath to work with this diabolical plan, causing them to hear voices in their head. Imagine that. The implant was placed under dental caps or lodged in the jaw. And they also have vaccine implants. There's my point. Nanobot technology. Ebola vaccine, it's coming. They tried this in 2009 to scare y'all with the flu vaccine. Oh, it didn't work. People wasn't buying off on it. So they had to get rid of that lot, millions of them, in 2009, 2010. They come out with articles. Oh, my gosh. Y'all remember that? Back in 2009. What a load of garbage. Swine flu deaths in 2009 topped 250,000. Death worldwide from 2009, influenza H1N1, produced in laboratory, of course. Swine flu pandemic are likely to be near 280,000, some 15 times more than 18,500 reported from confirmed lab tests. Da-da-da-da-da. Run for your lives. Fear, fear, fear. Here we go. Now it's Ebola. Where's Ebola, man? I've been looking in my closet, been looking in my drawers, looking for that darn Ebola. I got this magnifying glass here. Before I touch anything, I look for Ebola. Nope, not there. Nope, not there. Okay, I can continue. You know what gives you the disease, the pandemic? It will be the vaccine. That's how they control it. They'll scare the dickens out of people. Quarantine some and kill them off. Report it in the news so everybody will read it and get fearful. And then run down to the drugstore and get the Ebola vaccine. That will start the pandemic. If anything, it's got those microchips in it, the Nanobot technology. You know, they estimated back then that globally there were 201,200 respiratory deaths with pandemic flu virus. Whatever happened to that? Heck, whatever happened to Fukushima and the radiation poisoning? Whatever happened there? Y'all still living in Washington, Oregon, Montana, and Wyoming, and Idaho? Y'all not dead yet? Nebraska? You cows turning to mush or whatever, or the Fukushima. What happened to that contaminated tribulation causing, oh yeah, we're going there, disaster from Fukushima that covered the entire North Pacific Ocean. Oh, we're in the tribulations. Oh, the whole ocean is destroyed. We're in this, oh, we're in the trumpet tribulations. We're all going to die. Whatever happened to that? Did God forget maybe or something? Did God just forget about the tribulations for a while or put it on hold for coffee break? How about that? That burns me up. I mean, it really does. It just torques my jaw so bad, I can't even eat ice cream through a straw. I mean, it's I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. I'm going to tell you something. There was, I read an article. What's this one named Hawk or something? I don't know. Torque my jaw, man. This one named Hawk. Article came out. Hawk. This is not a test. The Great Tribulation ready to begin. The beginning of sorrows. What a load of junk. That is disgusting. We're not remotely near the Great Tribulation. The Antichrist hadn't shown yet. Falling away hadn't started yet. Oh, it's being set up. The great earthquake that takes down technology. My computers are working. How about that? Yep, they're working. Y'all hear me? Testing, testing. So it must be that the Great Tribulation hadn't started yet, because in the sixth seal, if these so-called pseudo-Christians would read their Bible correctly, they'll find the sixth seal before the Great Tribulation of God and the first trumpet that there's a great earthquake. And let me tell you something. It won't be no little tremor. When God has his great earthquake, you and America will be part of the plate that's going to slip. You won't have technology. You won't be on this internet, let me tell you what. You'll be hugging the ground. You're still here. So when these pseudo-Christians come up with this great tribulations here, beginning of sorrows are going to become, man, you're skipping a whole lot of steps. And that's what they're doing. The Calvinists and so forth are trying to tell you the Great Tribulation's already happened. That's impossible. America and the United Kingdom would already be in famine, distress, millions of deaths. And I looked outside today, and I went to a thing called the Autumn Leaves Festival this morning. Everybody just walking around. I should have got a sign. I should have said, hey, don't you know the Great Tribulation's happening, and today you're going to die from Ebola. I think they'd probably pick me up and take me down to the county jail where I'd see Barney. Barney's not there anymore. They got more than one bullet each one. Family, this is ridiculous. I can't believe these people. And that's one named Hawk. I was on a network, one before another one, anyway, two networks back about 5 years ago. And I remember this. I'll never forget it ever. They had a series of talk shows, whatever, before mine. When I was getting ready to go on. And different talkers was coming on before me over a period of a week. And on a Thursday or Friday, it was Hawk was there, the hour before mine, and I was supposed to go on. Everybody knew on the network I was going to talk about Romans 13. All governments ordained by God, etc. You're supposed to do everything the government tells you, except when they cause you to sin, and then you refuse. They don't tell you that. Well, just minutes before he went off, I'll never forget this. I'm supposed to come on with the bumper music and all that. He says at the last minute, forget Romans 13. I heard that as I was getting ready to go on. I said, what? You can't do that. You can't just forget an entire chapter of the Bible. You can't forget one verse. Not one word. Romans 13 stands because God said so. No human being has the authority or the right to tell you to ignore any scripture of that Bible. Not even one. So they do. You know they do not have the Holy Spirit. No way possible. So I'll never forget that. Now I hear this saying, this is not a test, great tribulation ready to begin. Since when? It's about causing fear. That means they work for the controlled opposition. No doubt about it. To cause fear. To destroy your faith. Now the other people, like the, you know, I bet you, maybe 1%, if that, at the Autumn Leaves Festival, it's raining right now, they're not there, of the thousands of people I saw there today. What a mess of people it was. A lot of people. That they don't have any idea about Ebola, except they read one in the paper. They don't have any idea about the Great Tribulation ready to begin. They have no clue. Of course, it's not, but him saying this, they don't even know that. You see the disparity of how the word gets around and the causing of fear? How it works? So to say this is not a test, Great Tribulation is ready to begin, is a gross, egregious loss of responsibility. Irresponsible to the max. Because those that do study this, really believe all this news, that really study the news, will now freak out. They'll say, oh, Ebola. Oh, Great Tribulation. Oh, that means this is a pandemic. This is the pale horse. Oh. No. It's created by man. However, if you ask me, do I think whether we're close to the first seal and the Antichrist or the... Yeah, I do believe we're close. You ask me when, I say, I'm not going there because nobody knows when. But you'll know when it starts, that's for sure. That can rest assured. But nobody can predict it ahead of time. Well, it's going to happen in 2017. Man, they don't know. They've been saying this for so long. You'll know when it happens, yes. You'll see the signs of the time that you're close. Nobody can tell you the year. So don't live in fear. Live in knowledge and trust in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. The more fear they cause, the less faith you have. What happened to Peter? Peter saw Jesus walking on the water. He got out and Peter walked on the water. But it wasn't because Peter could do it. It's because Peter had that faith until he started losing his faith because of fear of the waves, of the water, the thought caused him to sink. Now, if it was Peter just doing it, you'd say, well, I just walk anyway because it's on my power. But that's not the way it works at all. God is in every molecule, every atom, every particle is where God is. Your faith is felt by God. And whether or not you're going to have faith, He knows already. So you're late out there, you so-called Illuminati, fallen angels, God knows everything you're doing. Whether us humans come or go or whatever, it doesn't make any difference. You'll never fool. You'll never outthink the Creator. Not even remotely. Not possible. Humans come and humans go. But God will always be here. But we are coming to a head. That you can rest assured. Just don't get caught up in all these times. Articles came out. They have unrest in St. Louis after a police officer shoots and kills a man. They got all this happening to get people going after each other. Brian Fisher's sticking his nose up again. SCOTUS' gay marriage decision. Unconstitutional. Un-American. Here we go. Just causing I'm leading up to something here shortly. I'm giving you the articles. You got the Steven Anderson that uses that F word, and they all should be killed, the F's. Faggot, I hate that word. I hate that word and that N word talking about black folks. White folks, you're crackers. We all got some kind of title, don't we? That's how they do it, to dehumanize. But the New Age movement is going to say, get rid of all that and all come together. That's Satan's way of bringing us together. You know, it's not only in America and United Kingdom and everywhere else, but they have a win in Kenya for the transgender community. This is worldwide. It's not just America. Now, here's interesting. Oh, this really, NASA. Now, NASA was created in the 60s, thereabouts, and the purpose of NASA was to convince the public, convince the world, that space travel is possible, which would consequently prove that extraterrestrials are possible, and will set the way for the extraterrestrials to land in disclosure. That was what NASA was set up for. Notice they stopped the space program. And in this Iron Mount report to control people in a time of peace, how to, they actually mentioned in the Iron Mount Commission report, 1963, to develop a space research program aimed at unreachable targets. Now, what is about unreachable that would apply here, by the way? And then also to develop an extraterrestrial menace. That's back in 1963. Iron Mount Report. How to control people in time of peace. War is the best way to control people. But when you don't have a war, how do you control people? You know, it took them a year to study that. JFK contracted it, put it out. Of course, he did his thing and got killed for it. So did Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Bobby Kennedy. Not cooperating with the Illuminati and the Jesuits and Freemasons, long story short. But LBJ, that rascal, continued the program of the Iron Mount Commission. And that's what the space research program was all about. A little-known report that the Russians actually sent a space cosmonaut out of the Van Allen belt, actually went past it, and it was not good. The cosmonauts came back crispy. That's what happens to flesh outside the Van Allen belt. You can't go past the Van Allen belt. You're cooked like a goose. So NASA, which is a nestbed of Freemasons, because they've taken a blood oath like the astronauts. They're Freemasons. They've taken a blood oath to lie. That's what it is. I mean, I can read them to you. I'm not going to, but I could do that. It takes too much time. I've done it before. Here's my point. Current, October 9th. NASA pours $50 million into research on the origin of life and extraterrestrials. $50 million to search for. Still doing it. They're setting up for disclosure every time they put these articles out. We could save them $50 million. I thought about maybe submitting a report to NASA about the King James Bible and Genesis and say, hey, now I've saved you $50 million. Can I get 1% of finder's fee? I don't think they'd do that. But all they got to do is learn about God. It's that easy. God tells us. Save them $50 million and lying to us. You know, I've talked to you all about the control of the churches, right? Re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. Here you go. That's documented. That's what's going to happen. Christianity won't be destroyed. Christianity will actually undergo a metamorphosis. Islam and Zionism in the Second Seal, Third World War, planned before 1873, will mutually destroy each other, is what the plan is to be. That's why they got to vilify Islam, vilify Zionism, but then they're going to have both of them go to war. That'll be the Second Seal. That's the Red Horse. And countries on either side will fight to complete exhaustion, physically, morally, monetarily, every which way you can think of. And the Holy Roman Empire will revive itself as default control. That's where the Antichrist will come in. And will commit the abomination of desolation. Yeah. That's what the Third World War is. Islam and Zionism. But in the meantime, Christianity, which has always been with pagan roots, through Constantine, we re-spiritualize itself. In other words, change its doctrine. That's why Palmer wanted to bring all the ecumenical or episcopal churches back into the Catholic Church. For the Pope, they've always been trying to combine all the religions. So when the Roman Catholicism crashes Christianity, you'll have a world religion. And Christianity will morph into a new age religion. evidence. Look up Teilhard de Chardin. He's a Jesuit priest back in the early 20th century. He's the father of the New Age movement. The mother was Blavatsky. Helena Blavatsky, 1870s, died in 1901. Actually murdered in 1901. When they're done with her, they killed her, just like Alice Bailey. She is the mother of the New Age movement, Blavatsky, studied by Hitler. And Jordan Maxwell. They all get a piece of it, of the New Age movement. That is the religion of the Antichrist, not Islam. Islam is absolutely not the religion of the Antichrist. It's a dialectic. That's what's going to happen. Christianity will evolve into the New Age movement. Second seal, Third World War, will be Islam against Zionism, massive destruction of people. And then the revival of the Holy Roman Empire with the false prophets, the non-Emmanuel, Yeshua. The Antichrist will be a hybrid or member of the Merovingian bloodline. In mid-tribulation, he'll be inhabited by Satan, what the New Agers call Sanat Kumara. That's mid-tribulation. And then begins the first trumpet. But first must be the first seal. Before that, you must have a crisis that's generated that we'll want peace. I see that happening now. It's a crisis to bring us to the first seal. What they're trying to... Oh, here we go. What they're trying to do is now make it look like this crisis leading to the first seal is the tribulations. That's what all this Ebola is all about. All these wars going on. All this is to mimic the great tribulation. There it is. Which is really the crisis to set up the first seal. That begins with the Antichrist, whoever it may be. So they're trying to place the great tribulation before the first seal as a fraud. I see this happening now. With Hawk causing us the great tribulation. The Ebola coming out. There's your pestilence. And others like Begley and the rest of them are saying the third seal is like the black horse is a monetary crash. No, it's famine. They got that absolutely wrong. They're talking about the crash. And then there's a crash coming, supposedly. Anytime now. So all that's well, that fits, don't it? That would lead to the first seal and disclosure. Sananda Emmanuel. Yeshua, the false prophet. Not the Pope, not Obama, but a fallen angel named Sananda. The fallen angels are coming out of the woodwork now. Now, I know some of you that's new might think I've done lost my mind, but those that know me, you've already heard me talk about this many times. I don't have time to go into detail right now. The fallen angels are real. The thin veil is getting thinner. The witches know the day is coming for the helter-skelter. They know that. I pray against it as often as I can. So, that's what I look for. So the same-sex marriage, what's that for? Well, destroy the family, of course. You destroy the family, you destroy the country. That was planned a long time ago. The feminist movement, same-sex marriage, transgender, all that stuff is all coordinated. But here is a deeper part of it. By changing the laws of the land, you will bring judgment upon the land because it goes against God's laws about men and women, men having sex with men and women having sex with women and whatever else. So when you change the laws of the land, God pulls away. They know that. Consequently, the veil is thinning for that country because they changed the laws, which gives them more latitude to operate. That's how it's working. That's why there's such a rush to get all this done at a certain period of time. Because if they don't get it done at a certain period of time, they may have to wait another century. Another 25 years, depending on the constellations, the power structures, and so forth. It's a little complicated. But that's what it's all about. They have a timeline, a deadline they got to make. A small window of opportunity to work their, I hate using the term, magic. So, re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. Well, what we got here? Oh. Top Vatican Cardinal wants to streamline annulments. Same-sex marriage ban drops like flies. New Franciscan Pope is rebuilding the church for a new missionary age. Gay rights groups hail the new Catholic tone. Family, that's just in my newsletter today. Right there, that is the re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. I've just told you, as is appearing now in the news. That's telling you. Franciscan Pope, the new one, is rebuilding the church for a new missionary age. There you go. Gay rights groups hail the new Catholic tone. First Ebola, now Marsburg. How do we stop future outbreaks? All this stuff is all connected. It's amazing. I mean, this is amazing stuff, how this works. I don't like it any. But family, you got to pray against it. You got to know what's happening, not have fear. Helter Skelter, and I refrain from talking about that sometimes, is a mass slaughter of mankind. Charles Manson is possessed. Well, that's a given. But there's more to him than what people realize. When he was possessed, his sacrifice, which now falls in line with what I was talking about an hour ago, was the Sharon Tate murders, was his introduction to being possessed by Lucifer. He's being used, protected in prison, using cell phones, etc. People within there are trying to take him away, and there's people in there getting them back to him. To organize the street gangs, specifically the white folk, to get ready for the helter skelter that's going to justify martial law. I'm not sure when they're going to launch it. I don't have that knowledge. But this is what his purpose is. A channeler, like a Tibet or something. It's what Helter Skelter is. It goes back to the 60s. That's why it's still running around. That's why they've taken away like 4 or 5 cell phones from his sale. I've been keeping track of it as often as I can. Now he's ready to go out and start organizing. But see, the Christian identity, the Aryans, never accepted him as a member. But he is being used by Satan, by a higher level Luciferian order, to organize this helter-skelter, massive death that they're going to cause. Now, I don't want to spend, well, the rest of the time talking about that. But that's something you can look into on your own. And the witches know that day is coming. But family, greater is he in you than the rest of the world. You need to get closer to Jesus. That's what I see this is all about. And I see it getting closer, like just in that newspaper article I read to you. Is now they're put in front of your faces. That's what I'm talking about here. There's a connection between Charles Manson's race war and the Beatles. See, the Beatles were created by Tavistock, from London, England. Tavistock was created at the same time the Royal Institute of National Affairs, which is the Illuminati, was created. Tavistock controls your colleges and establishes a change of culture in every world, in every country, but primarily the United States beginning in 1945. They changed your culture using the Beatles, drugs, religion, all those areas. Art. I've already talked to y'all about that. I don't want to go back to that part. But I want to reemphasize something. You might think this is massive. You might think this is scary. You might think, well, what use is there in living? Well, let me tell you. They don't win. They lose this. But family, a test is coming. Suicide is never an option that will separate you from God. That's the bottom line, is they want you to be separated from God for eternity. That's what you're involved in today. So if they can use technology, drugs, fear, whatever it takes to get you to commit suicide, to get you to sin, that's what they're going to do. They want your children to take ADHD, take the drugs for it. A lot of these psychiatrists are Freemasons, especially in the military. So they're going to blame the psychiatrist when in fact it comes from military leaders who are Luciferian, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus members, Rhodes Scholars that work for the Council of Foreign Relations, which is the equivalent to Illuminati of the Royal Institute of National Affairs in London. You have the same thing. Canada, you've got the same thing. Canadian International Affairs. It's all Illuminati. Every country does. Reemphasize, they lose. Now, I don't want to, I want to stop right there about Charles Manson, but because I got a 30-minute presentation on that. I studied it for a while and traced his connection, the supernatural connection. You could tell in his interviews. Then you start putting things together. You'll find out that there's a lot more to Manson than meets the eye. You see, you go to the Tibetans, the monks up there in Tibet. That would be it. They constantly do the meditation and all that sort of thing going on up there because they're channeled by the fallen angels. Those mountains, Mount Shasta, California, Mount Hermon, all these, the mountains help form the portals, converging ley lines of the earth like chakras. So they're on the top of those mountains, so the fallen angels can meditate through them, channel through them to deliver orders. That's what the Dalai Lama is all about. He's simply the, he's the Billy Graham for the fallen angels, where Billy Graham carries the messages from the Vatican, that gets orders from the Illuminati and the fallen angels. Billy Graham carries the orders to the presidents, because he's a Freemason. Has been since 1950s. All along. That's how it works. That's how the fallen angels get their message to mankind that control these countries. Tony Blair, the whole darn lot of them. Queen Elizabeth II, oh my gosh. Order of the Garter. Fabian Society, the whole lot of them are connected to witchcraft. Illuminati. See how it works? It's an amazing study. But when you start seeing it come to fruition, it kind of gets you. It kind of wakes you up a little bit. You see. A good reminder. Family, let me show you about this suicide thing. Yeah. This popped up in front of my face this morning. I got to tell y'all something. You know, suicide is the third leading cause of death. It's even more, it's doubled. Suicide. From the occult, from drugs, ELF transmissions. Good gosh almighty. Family, you're not going to believe this, but it's true. Look it up before you say I'm full of mud. How the Ouija boards are connected to suicide of your children. And the color of it don't mean a thing. Now, what fell in front of my face was a Bible talk about euthanasia. Mercy killing. Assisted suicide. Right to die with dignity. Because I'm disabled. Where's God come in this? Fam, you commit suicide, you're committing self-murder. If you say, well, I just can't take it, cure my child, I'm tired of seeing her disabled and suffering, I just let them kill themselves. You going to let that happen? Let your child decide to die? You think that's out of the realm? It's going to happen. Where's it going to start? Oregon and Texas. Oregon's been working on euthanasia for children since 1994. Hey, go look it up right now and tell me no. They've already done it in Belgium. It's already done. Done deal. Already happened. So your disabled child can die with dignity. Well, you see, the trick is, that's the justification. However, what they're not telling you are those that want to die later for any other reason. Does psychotropic drugs come into mind? Does Ouija boards come into mind? Does drugs come into mind of all kinds? How about that? Or they're just tired of living because they're in a Wicca and they want to go to a better place. You think suicides are double now? You wait till they're made legal. Family, they're already working on it. It's already a done deal. You're just waiting for the right time. You should never seek to prematurely end your life. Sometimes that disabled child is what's going to be the infirmity that's going to bring that family together. Remember that disability is only while in the physical realm. But that disability that you have to take care of, or yourself, to strengthen your resolve, the thorn, to strengthen your spirit. What about Job? It's God's plan for some reason. We can't outthink God. But taking your own life is not an option. There's a 29-year-old woman in Oregon that decides to take the time that she wants to decide when to die, November the 4th. Now, it's not considered suicide because it's going to be administered to her. I mean, you know, you got an old dog. And the old dog is miserable. You're going to take it to the vet and have her put down. It's the same thing. But the dog don't have that decision. You think that dog wants to die? What's he going to do? Put his nose on the consent form? No, but a human does. A human says, okay, that's suicide. You can justify it, Kevorkian, all you want. But the vet putting the dog down, it's not the same thing. Because a human being has to say, okay, that's suicide. To call it euthanasia and not suicide is a cop-out. Well, let's see here. Survey results show high percentage of depression in Lancaster School District. Now, you add drugs to that depression. You had the voice-to-skull technology, and you got yourself suicides in Pennsylvania. Now, you parents out there want to stop that, right? When they pass the International Rights of the Child, you can't stop it. They will put you in jail so fast you wouldn't want to hit you. Child Protective Service will cry foul. You know the Child Protective Service? Child Destructive Service? That Nessie Schaefer was going to put down? And expose, you know, Nancy Schaefer, right, from Georgia, who was shot in the back in her bed by her husband. He shot himself in the head. They can't decide head or chest. She's going to put down North American Union, New World Order, yeah, and child and the Child Protective Service is corrupt, stealing children values. But she got stopped. So they got to put out these articles and put out these situations to establish laws. And so here you go. Mom, I tried to revive my son after aiming to kill. This is not a tabloid. Remember the 29-year-old woman, national news? Well, yet another one, right back to back with it. I've been following this. People have been helping me. They send me articles, give me suggestions, and it works out. God just leads them there. So I try to put this together to come up and tell you, because I ain't afraid to, and I'm hoping the bad guys hear me so they'll realize the garbage they're putting up with and putting people through, because it's going to come back on them. Mom, I tried to survive, revive my son after aiming to kill. August 11th, 2011, Gigi Jordan. What are they bringing up now for? Multi-millionaire mother charged with killing her autistic, 8-year-old son. Here's why. Appears in Manhattan Supreme Court in New York. Jordan testified at her murder trial Thursday, October the 9th, that she heard the boy struggling to breathe. Her heart pounded. She says she sobbed and tried to resuscitate her son. Jude was later found dead of a drug overdose with Jordan on the floor. So now what happened was Millionaire Pharmaceutical Pharmacy, Pharmakia. Pharmacy, Pharmakia, Greek, for sorcery. That's what it means. That's what pharmacy is. Look it up. Look it up. That's what Pharmakia is. Greek for pharmacy. Pharmakia in Greek means sorcery. Golly. Alchemy. Sorcery. Her disabled, there's the word, developmental disabled 8-year-old son was the only solution. Mutual death, convinced of mutual death with her developmental disabled 8-year-old son was the only solution. Deliberately gave him a lethal dose of prescription drugs. Exchanged goodbyes, but later tried to revive him, she told jurors on Thursday. Well, what timing, huh? She tried to euthanize him, to save him. Then she decided to change her mind. Now she's being tried for murder. So it paints a different picture. The dark portrait of a mother coolly killing her own son, to now, all of a sudden, it's mercy killing that she tried to stop as she's tried to start it. So I guess we got to legalize it, huh? You see what I mean? It was something she had to do. So we all got to talk about it. In this case, it goes right along with the Oregon trial, the Oregon situation, the 29-year-old woman. It wants to end her life because she's disabled. Now this woman here is going to jail because she tried to help her son by euthanizing him. Then changed her mind. I think we ought to do something about this. We need to sit together and talk and maybe legalize it. You see? This is so clever what they're doing to people. As evil as it can be. But it's what they're doing. Family, y'all got to wake up. You really got to wake up. This is supernatural what's happening today. And people are trying to capitalize on fear, make money off of it, take souls away from people, bring in the New World Order. It's not about stopping the New World Order. It's about delaying it. My people perish for lack of knowledge. To be able to spread the gospel throughout the world. To have the time to do it. But when there's a time that's going to come, that God says, okay, that's it. He's going to let it happen. And then you'll be ready for that. The next paradigm. I'm giving you articles here that's actually happening to show you how fast this is moving. That's the whole point of this today. to let you know it's real. It's up close and personal. And family, judgment is coming upon this country. We had slaves since 1600. You think God's going to bless that? We had KKK members that were Baptists going to preaching places, right? That hung blacks in the 1920s in North Carolina. Just hung them. Tied them on tree trunks and set them on fire in North Carolina. Other places down south in the quote-unquote Bible Belt. You think that God's forgotten about that? No, sir, he hadn't. So you think we're blessed? Really? You have to ask yourself, blessed by who? For what reason? People got to come down to it. I guess I'll never win any opportunity to go up for government. I'm going to get the votes. The government votes don't count anyway. I don't make many friends either in these broadcasts, but I'm not going to hold anything back. I hold nothing back. Except the old way yes to talk in the Marine Corps. I don't do that on the air. Yeah. So what do we got going on here? It's called the Gillian dialectic. That's what they're doing today. Ebola, causing fear. This is what's really going on. You know that they actually, what I wanted to tell you is that they cause the trouble by dialectic. They must always stay in a flux. Always come up with something different. Keep people active in fear all the time by using the media. And then they'll report on it. The outcome is already decided. And then they report it the way they want to. That's your history books. Remember, you're not of this world. That sounds kind of crazy. You're not of this world. Well, in the last 200 years, for example, there isn't a single area of society that hasn't been influenced by these facilitators of transformation education, death education. It's been put in our brains since we're born. So now for complete control of the masses, actually, in some cases, a lot of cases, a dictatorship is not even necessary. They'd prefer not to have a dictatorship, but let you think that you're free and still maintain it. Oh, that's something. They've already done it already anyway. The collective molding begins early in life. They started with education, religion. I've already explained that. I've given the articles today to you. I've let you know exactly how it affects you right up close and personal. How euthanasia is going to sneak up on you, and your child can commit euthanasia for any reason they want to, basically, and you won't be able to stop them when you go to jail. It's what the police are for in the schools, not for protection of the kids, but for protection of the schools against a parent that's got guns that wants to take their kid out of there because you've got them getting the vaccinations. They know that's coming. They didn't tell you that with that false flag of Sandy Hook. See how it works? So, some time ago, 1800s, you had the Gillian dialectic. Now, it's been used forever. Georg Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel and Karl Marx, who got his work from Clinton Roosevelt, 1841, who got his work from Adam Weishaupt. Family, this applies to you today. This isn't a history lesson. This is a current study right now. And your newspapers is telling you how this plan has been working out. And this dialectic, because this renders the news null and void. It's all planned out. It's all pre-planned. Three parts, recursive pattern of thesis. You have an antithesis to it and a synthesis. So what's the thesis? It's the idea. The idea is you're going to die by Ebola. The opposed by the antithesis. You need to get vaccines. reconcile with a thesis is a synthesis or a consensus. We're going to get the vaccine that starts a pandemic. I'm not going to get the vaccine. I heard on a broadcast about it. Good. Then get your butt on that bus or you're going to get shot. Fam, they're doing that already. They're testing it out in Connecticut. Now, he's already talked about having a county or a statewide martial law. Now, don't tell me that don't affect your life up there in Connecticut now. Because it is today, isn't it? Yeah, buddy, it is. They got to test it out, don't they? You know, Hengel said that history was nothing but the expression of the flux of conflict and resolving ideas. So every synthesis of this thesis, whatever it is, see, they're already starting to control them at the airports now to be screened. I ain't being screened for no Ebola. Well, then get your butt on that bus or get out of here. It's already been done now, family. This isn't something, some kind of history lesson or politics lesson. I'm telling you what they're doing today. London, it's coming your way, baby. It's coming your way. And you know, the process continues until society, America, we'll say, reaches the absolute idea. The absolute idea is a world government for your protection. Ho ho! Now, let me give you what they've done to us since the 1400s till right now today. And tell me if this doesn't apply to your life. Fascism against communism. That's set up by Karl Marx, who got his work from Clinton Roosevelt. At the same time, Carl Ritter was applying and writing the fascist program in the 1850s, getting ready for the 20th century. It's already pre-planned to set up fascism against communism by design under the Jesuits. And then said, now you all go ahead. Frank Nietzsche, you better take over. Ritter died. Uh-oh. So Nietzsche took over. That's where Nazism come from. So by the 1800s, they were all ready to go with World War I, World War II. Pre-planned. How about capitalism versus communism? It's already set up. Democrats versus Republicans. When are y'all going to learn? If they work together. Y'all don't think so? Oh, you got another thing coming, Americans. And United Kingdom, you too. Democrats versus Republicans. The Electoral College decides anyway who's going to be the president when they're in high school. It's already determined. So your voting, America, is worthless. So when I'm reading somebody, listening to somebody, yeah, we're going to have voting. You're going to pick, I'm done. I just turn this frequency. I go off the radio. I don't listen no more. I don't read the book because they don't understand what's going on about election. It doesn't work. They're already pre-planned. 90% of Americans are fooled to thinking that their votes really count. Waste of gas because your vote counts as zero. Yet they got Democrats versus Republicans. Democrats works on NAACP, socialism, Marxism. The Republicans works on setting up wars to kill off our children. That's the bottom line. Council of National Policy. Council of Foreign Relations. Council of National Policy, your right-wing, so-called liberal, or excuse me, right-wing, conservative-type, religious-type leaders. LaHaye, Palin, North, Missler, all of them. Look at the list of those at Council of National Policy. A secretive right-wing group of religious secret society members under the Council of Foreign Relations. They work against you, making it think you work for you. They don't. You have environmentalists versus property owners. It's already set up. Iron Mountain Report. Pollution control is already set up as a fictional enemy. Gore. How about that? Global warming. You got to be kidding me. Come in HAARP. It's all set up. That's what they have to do it. So the environmentalists versus property owners. The Greens against libertarians. Pro-choice pitted against pro-lifers. They set up those groups in pro-choice. They set up groups in pro-life. They work together, cause them to fight each other. You got conflict. Anti-war activists against neocons. The right-wing left political dichotomy of Western politics is carefully orchestrated. A classic divide and conquer, Hegelian trap. So those of you out there that think you're patriots and oath keepers and Rambo types and all that, there's more of us than them, we'll take them. Really, I just divide up into, there is no more than us than them. We're all divided. For goodness sakes alive, how about there in Bundy's ranch? Bundy is Illuminati, for goodness sakes. Good gosh almighty. And out there you had white folk against white folk. How about that? When are y'all going to wake up? You got the Border Patrol fighting the militia. Hey, guys, what is that war? It's called the Civil War. The greatest loss of American life ever was white folk, black folk fighting each other from north and south. When are y'all going to learn? They're pulling your strings, America. The enemy is the secret societies. That's the enemy, not Muslim. Not some other organization they've put up, the Jews, whatever. No, it's secret societies. Are the Muslims our enemy? Sure. They're made that way. But within the Muslim group, they have extremists like a cancer inside Islam. And you Christians out there, don't be telling me that the KKK is on your side and they go to your churches. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, burning crosses out there? Oh, that's real Christian. Mm-hmm. What they did to the blacks after 1860s till, what, 1960s? You got to be kidding me. You can't be serious. We got a lot of patching up to do. But people aren't going to do it. Because they're divided in all these areas I just told you. And so now in Ferguson situation, they got the black against the white. You got articles out there. What kind of article? Black man shoots little old lady or white man beats up black lady. That's what the articles. How obvious can you get? You got a white cop beating up black lady. And the people read that, you know, and it stirs. So he caused violence and chaos. So people are going to come together under their conditions. It's called the dialectic. Man, I tell you, I'm not laughing because I'm laughing. I'm just, it's like, it's almost absurd. You know, you're like throwing your hands up, trying to shake people. In order to have complete control over the conflict of opposites, it's necessary to control the creation of a textbook enemies as well. Fictitious alternate enemies. Look at the Iron Mountain Report. George Patton knew this. He knew after Nazism. He knew, Patton General, he wasn't one of the boys. It was Smedley Butler or Chesty Puller. Do you know that Chesty Puller and Patton were cousins? Yeah. They were real generals back then. Not the powder puff so-called secret society members they got today in Council of Foreign Relations. Rhodes Scholars take a blood oath against you. Like Wesley Clark, Billy Bob Clinton, Naomi Wolf. They take a blood oath against Americans. Against the world, actually. All of them. In Europe or wherever you are, it doesn't matter. It's the secret societies and are enemies of themselves and don't even know it. Hitler's Third Reich, the Communist Revolution, creation of Israel. It's a fake Israel, by the way. Oh, Jesus is going to take care of that. That's Jesus' business. Yeah, Judaism, you got to be kidding me. Christianity, it's pagan origin. Every single religion, there's no exception. If it's a religion, it's got a pagan underbelly. Or overt, either way. Christianity especially. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. He's about redemption and your salvation. Being a Christian, a born-again Christian, taking Jesus as your Savior, is not about Christianity. When you say, I'm a Christian, really, well, which of the 37,000 sects do you belong to? Yeah. It's not about religion. It's about Jesus Christ. It's not about Billy Graham. It's not about the Pope. It's not about Irvin Baxter. It's not about Benny Hinn or about none of them. It's about Jesus. I mean, you got people out there will fight for their preacher. They still don't believe Osteen's a New Ager. Even when they come right on out and tell you, like Victoria Osteen, family, I'll name names because they say it themselves. You know, and people still follow that religious leader. What's wrong with following Jesus? What in the world's wrong with people today? Follow Jesus. That's who you fight for. That's who you follow. Well, where's his word at? It's King James Bible. That's proven to be over and over and over. And all the others are either incomplete or purposely corrupted, or it comes from one origin, no pun intended. Origen, a Greek philosopher, Origen is the origin of the other Bibles. All of them, every Bible, 300 and plus, whatever, come from one source, one only. Back in the 3rd century, Origen, a Greek philosopher in Alexandria, Egypt. His corruption of scriptures he obtained from Antioch is the origin of every Bible you got today. And then Westcott and Hort, two, you heard me, Freemasons in 1870s to 1890s, purposely corrupted the pseudo-Bibles, I call them, NIV. Well, I'm actually the start of the Bibles of the 1900s, which led to the NIV, New American Standard Bible, New King James Bible, ESV, Jerusalem Bible, the whole doggone lot of them. They purposely corrupted the scriptures. The King James is pristine, the Cambridge edition. It's the only one. And that one's being counterfeited in certain publications, publishers. Cambridge stands alone, and it's getting shorter because the falling away is being set up. That's expected. Now you'll find King James Bibles, Cambridge, $140, $140, $160, $120, used $60, $70, $80. Hard to find nowadays. That's on purpose. A re-spiritualization of Christianity is coming. Now you see how it works? The Third Reich, you got creation of Israel, fake Israel today, but God let it happen. Saddam Hussein, a Freemason, CIA member, Noriega, Bin Laden, who was killed in 2001 in December. Oh, that's another story. All of them were financed, supported, nurtured by Wall Street bankers. Bankers controlled by the Vatican. The Vatican's controlled by the Illuminati through Pepe Orsini, a great pope. Oh, yeah. And the Illuminati, inside Italian Illuminati, are controlled by the fallen angels. There may be some of y'all not understand what I mean by that, but the rest of you do. The Soviet Union, the CIA, members of Western secret societies, is not a coincidence. The Soviet Union run its course in capitalism and communism to keep you all busy, tied up, and divided. Successful synthesis with the West. A new antithesis mature in its place. Islamic fundamentalism created in 1920. Albana, I call him Al Banana, was a Freemason, Egyptian. It's an amazing study. You know the control of the dialogue? Ideas lead to hegemony. It's defined succinctly as the power of ideas exercised by a dominant or privileged social group, society, secret societies, over subordinate social groups. It's the aftermath of the Hegelian dialectic. The outcome of the ends justify the means maxim. That's why you can't trust your former buddy who used to be your best buddy, who's now a general and he's a secret society member. He knows the ends justify the means and you're secondary now. He's forgotten your good buddies back in high school or college. He don't care anymore. He pretends he does, but he can't because he's a secret behind he can't reveal to you. That's how it works. You see? That's how it controls you. How about that?
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the website.
Number 322?
You
start to lose?
No, I'm not going to lose.
If you did, what would you do?
Well, I don't plan on losing. I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead.
How about that? This is for all of them. All of them. Going to George Washington, even. George Washington pulled out, and John Adams, they didn't want to fool with him. But it's all of them, family, all of them.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets, Tim, but one thing is not a secret. I disagree with this president's direction that he's taking the country. We can do a better job, and I intend to do it.
And we'll be watching. Be safe on the campaign trail. John Kerry, thanks for joining us. And we'll be right back.
John Kerry and Bush, your cousins, in the same Merovingian bloodline. Mm-hmm. They play this game. And 322 is Genesis 322. Man will become his gods. Same thing that Ron Paul's under, Rosicrucian. Family, they're all under it. Every darn one of them. You can't look to man. You're going to have to look to God. What's it going to take for people to finally realize this? 2 Chronicles 7:14 is going to become apparent in certain days. When the day comes, when you've ran out of food, you've ran out of the vaccine colloidal silver, you've ran out of ammunition, you run out of whatever it is man can use, you've run out of space, you can't find a cave to hide in. Finally, somewhere along the line, individually or as a country, as a group, as a whatever, people will come to realize, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. And that means all kinds of things. But it's going to take a tribulation to get across to people. Individually and culturally and country and otherwise. Well, I'm not a part of this. I'm just like you. And things I say on the air convicts me when I talk about it. I'm not innocent by no stretch of anybody's imagination. Hedge hominy is the ultimate goal of the current Bush administration then. Same thing for current Obama administration now. The FDR administration then, Clinton administration, every Germany, France, Spain, Poland, doesn't matter. Using the word term change agents, inner circles, secrets and all this stuff, doublespeak. Humanism strikes up the head of it. The arena of conflict is humanism. The great strength of our order lies in its concealment, that it never appear in any place in its own name, but always covered by another name and another occupation. Quote, Adam Weishaupt, 1776, that designed this entire conspiracy we're living with today, you're hearing about it right now. Quote, we must begin by destroying all religion, all civil society, and finished by the destruction of all private property. Karl Marx, 1848, a student of Adam Weishaupt. We must war against all prevailing ideas of religion, of the state, of country, of patriotism, The idea of God is the keynote. A perverted civilization must be destroyed. Well, family, they lose. But this is the pool, the pond that you're in. And through Jesus Christ, he's won already. Not to hang on this world, but to get away from it. And I don't mean go find you someplace in Ozark Mountains. You know, Anthony Sutton said he established that the American education system was influenced and controlled by, quote, skull and bones members since the 19th century. There's your skull and bones that Kerry and Bush was talking about. Oh, gosh, it goes back to every president we've had. Turn to Jesus. That's what it's all about. Well, family, we're coming toward the end of the program today. I still have a whole lot of things I want to talk about. I got tonight, I got to decide on the Bible study. I'm not sure if he's going to show up tonight. I may cancel it out tonight, but I need to know when he's going to show because something came up and I need to know about the, may just continue it next week. We're talking about tonight, or about this week, about why the King James Bible is the only true Bible. So I've been given those that's interested, which is already recorded anyway, but and to fight those that say it's not. I've been giving them ideas of how it is the only true Bible. But a time's coming where it's going to be subjugated. It's called the falling away. Let y'all know also that we're played up in highpointradio.net. It's highpointradio.net by John Kirkler. H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he's up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He plays our broadcast and our Bible studies, and that's what we appreciate that. Family, next week, we'll continue on, and we'll see what happens this weekend and see if they pull some kind of financial restructuring or whatever they do, how far they'll go with this Ebola virus thing going on. They may keep on going with this. I don't know. It depends on them, how people react to it. We may hit that wall. They may actually go through with it. I don't know. I guess we'll find out, won't we? I covered about euthanasia today. It's very important to go back over because, family, they're bringing the legislation together so your children can commit suicide and you not stop them. This is crazy stuff, isn't it? I mean, to say this, but it's actually happening? I mean, as I say it, it's like, wow, you know, but it's actually true. We talked today about certain ways of mind control that they utilize that people don't realize about, how they cause depression, and through causing depression, they can cause suicides. The Holy Spirit is there to work for you. Use the Holy Spirit. Get to know the Holy Spirit. It's supernatural what's going on today. That's the bottom line. And not let fear control you, but to come out of that fear. And your own power comes through the Holy Spirit. Their power comes from Satan. Who do you think is going to win? Because that's where you are. You're in a win-lose situation. And you win through Jesus to take that fear away. And that's the bottom line. So, family, y'all have a great weekend. You do that. You study up. You worship. You pray. And pray for each other. Because that's the bottom line of this whole agenda that's going on today, is to put the power of Jesus into you, to surround you in the blood of Jesus, and be prepared spiritually. Because the physical is temporary. The spiritual is forever. And then when you find this out, you're responsible to pass it on to others. That's called the Great Commission. Y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. And this is your watchman, signing off.
And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.